is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, and welcoming the Dusty One, Indiana Honeline, the Chapeau, the Bag of Tricks, the Bullwhip is down. And we go to Josephus Flavius's account of the conquest of Jerusalem by the Roman legions. Thaddeus?
Indiana, you bring us the welcome, but not wholly unexpected news that Josephus was right. What can you tell us?
That's exactly right. Josephus, who was born Joseph ben Matthias, and was from a priestly family around 38 CE, he was a leading Jewish military leader during the Jewish revolt, and he was captured by the Romans, taken to Rome, eventually won his freedom through a prophecy that Vespasian would become the emperor, and loyal to Rome newly, he returned to Jerusalem with Vespasian's son Titus for the conquest of Jerusalem. Now, in digs in the Roman compound, an area a couple hundred meters from the old city, there have been excavations that previously uncovered a city wall and some other spots. This is a dominant place that covers the whole area. And Josephus relayed the story of what happened, but there was a lot of doubt because there had no evidence. Now, in the excavation, not far below ground, they found the ballista, various sizes of stones that were launched from high-tech bolt-throwing machines, a distance of 100 to 400 meters. And there were also small sling stones that were used by the infantry, and arrowheads, spears, and other swords were found at the location. And the scientists, the archaeologists, using computer algorithms, were able to prove the radius of the fallen stones launches to be what Josephus described, to 300 to 400 meters. And he said it's so exciting to pick up a rock that 2,000 years ago a Roman soldier once held, and now they're rediscovering them. And the third wall, which was also discovered there, which was one of the lines of fortifications that surrounded outer Jerusalem. So this is very important because it shows how the Roman army first penetrated the city. And they say that they're likely to find further evidence about the nature of the conflict. And as you know, the temple was destroyed in 70 CE after a four-month siege and a very intensive battle led by General Titus and to conquer the city. And Josephus recorded it. It's interesting how they had such high-tech equipment even in those days that they were able to develop and to launch these ballistic items, some of which are quite large.
Quickly, Indiana, an elevator under construction in the old city has discovered what near the wall?
This is an outdoor construction because they're trying to make the wall accessible for disabled people. And in doing so, they in the back area of above the city, from the old city, they found a very old 2,000-year-old Jewish ritual bath. They found the housing belonging to probably what was in one of the members of the priestly group that worked in the temple. They found vaulted ceilings and a private villa hewn into the bedrock itself, which was somewhat typical of the Herodian period.
We have 30 seconds, Indiana.
Preserving it for future use, but it's probably part of a network, and it tells amazing stories about the supply of water, but also what life was like 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem.
Indiana Honeline, the Bag of Tricks, the Dusty Chapeau back on, back out for more surprises. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.